Yes, morning, Dr. Dover. Hearing you loud and clear down in Recipe, my brother. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, I'm excited to talk about the Clash of the Legends. You know, this this football tournament is coming up. You guys have a date set for 2022. But before I get to that, I got to talk about this Hope for the Day Foundation, which is so awesome. And you do such a great job. And you're one of the first people I met on the island. I remember when you shared with me what you do and went on the radio with me, and you talked about the Hope for the Day Foundation. It seems like it's grown in a big way here on island. Is that safe to assume?
You're absolutely right, Dr. Doug. I mean, we ought to recognize that Cayman, like the rest of the world, has a lot of individuals that suffer with substance abuse and other mental health issues. And the Hope Foundation continues to play a major role in this area.
You know, you hear, and I got a good friend of mine, by the way, in the States. He runs a Narcotics Anonymous group. He helps addicts. He is in a recovery program that he runs and helps so many people that have been struggling. He told me something that really stuck with me. He said, this last year or so, the worst he's ever seen when it comes to drug abuse, to people abusing drugs and alcohol. Does that seem like the same here in the Cayman Islands?
Well, you know, there's pressure because of COVID. But the great thing about the Cayman Islands is we have organizations, you know, here on the island that people can reach out to. So I've never had to sit down and really listen to too much of that, where people have been overwhelmed by the day-to-days of life and people have actually turned back with those that was in recovery and kind of relapse or slipped up because of the programs that we have here. They're always available, whether by Zoom, however they're there. I think we're doing very well. I think as a whole, I think between the counseling center and all the entities of government, I think we're doing a really, really good job of continuing to assist these individuals and providing time and space to assist them.
I think that's awesome, by the way. That warms my heart knowing that you guys are working tirelessly every day and that it seems like you're kind of starting to get a lot of people back on the road to recovery. And it's tough, man. It's the one day at a time type of thing, right? Where every day is a new battle. You open up your eyes and it's another day, right?
Well, the great thing about it is we have to acknowledge the fact that we do have a problem, and as a human being, we can do something about it one day at a time.
Right, you're right. So I love it. The fundraisers are kind of big, too. When you guys do your fundraisers and help your programs along, one of the big ones is Clash of the Legends football. You guys have been doing this for a while over at Ed Bush. Tell me, you have a date set for this year, is that right?
Yes, we have May the 16th at Ed Bush Stadium. It's the old Latino boys going up against the old Cayman guys. And it's called the Clash of the Legends. We're grateful for people like Marcus Cumber that has come on board and sponsored the trophy for these events and continue to support this initiative of the foundation. And we're so grateful for all the support. I mean, government has now stepped up to support the organization. It's a beautiful thing to see how, as a community, how we recognize the fact that we do have people in this community that struggle on a day-to-day basis with substance abuse issues. And if we don't step up as a community to do something about it and provide places like the Hope for Today Foundation as an alternative to sentencing and to try to keep them on the northward and provide programs on the outside where they can focus on their rehabilitation, at the same time, be able to step back into the community slowly and be able to get jobs and start to provide for their family and become the whole human being that everyone wants them to be and everyone would like to be.
I love it. Now, as you are raising money with this Clash of Legends football, it's going down on May 16th, Ed Bush Stadium. Tell us about the day. It's a big family fun day. It's not only just a game, but, I mean, you guys got free food and a bouncy castle and all sorts of fun stuff going on, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to remind the community to come out and see people like Antonio Smith, Coach Greg, Arden Cheeky Rivers, Lloyd Stucker Ramon, Neil Ramon, Brent McLean, all the old boys that are so familiar in this sport, people like Neil Murray. All of those guys are going to be coming out and playing this event. So do not miss this opportunity to see the people that have actually stepped up and made football actually what it is. You know, we have people like Alfredo Whitaker that are coming out to support this event. This is going to be one awesome, awesome afternoon. Come out and eat some food. Enjoy the bouncing castles. Enjoy the family fun day. Just bring out your kids.
I love it.
Just have a wonderful afternoon. We're expecting to have the Minister of Sports, Mr. Werner Bush, come out and participate with us.
Oh, I love it.
So it's going to be an awesome afternoon.
And it's great, too, because these old footballers, man, I mean, they love, they drop some great knowledge. They bring back some great memories. They tell some great stories. And when all these guys get together, too, it's a great photo opportunity, and it's just a lot of fun. I've been to one of these. They're so much fun. Great work. What I'd love to do, can I have you on again in the coming weeks here? We're going to talk about, we'll promote it and see if we can get some more tickets sold as well. And by the way, how do people get tickets for this this Clash of the Legends football? It's coming up at Ed Bush Stadium on May 16th.
Well, there's one thing we don't want to forget, and that's Woody Foster and his wonderful team down at Foster's Food Fair that continues to support this initiative. We'll be around at all the Foster's on the island. They'll run into us, or they can contact me at 928-9099, but we'll be around at all the Fosters on the island. We want to thank Mr. Woody Foster for always stepping up, him and his wonderful staff for supporting the organization in many ways. So we're grateful for all the support we're getting from all the entities of the private entities, government. The foundation is in a really, really good standing right now, so we just want to recognize all those that have stepped up and made it possible for us to assist and do the work that we do in this community.
Amen. I'll tell you, thank you, by the way, for doing what you do every single day. I appreciate you guys. Hope for Today Foundation and the big Clash of Legends football. I'm going to put it up on our social media pages. I know you had said you wanted to give away some tickets to maybe some kids. Let's do that on the next time as we get a little closer to the big game. And we'll have you on again, and you can come on in studio and give away some tickets to a kid or a child maybe that's excited about going and checking and watching this football out. Is that a deal?
Absolutely. And we're always happy to have Rooster step up and come out or came on Compass and step up and help us in promoting these events. And we're just absolutely blessed.
I love
as an organization and as a community where we can assist these individuals and see them become whole and productive members of our community.
Brett Hines from the Hope for the Day Foundation. You guys are awesome. Never disappoint on the radio. We'll be talking to you in the coming weeks, and God bless and keep up the good work, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Happy New Year, Brett.